Chapter 11. Compassion is all about you. From passion to compassion to wisdom and back. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humour and some style. Maya Angelou. There is an endless source of evolutionary power available to us, commanding us to live, to manifest, and to express our true nature into the world. When we follow our passion, the movement brings an immediate sense of reward and the unconditional sense of purpose, direction, and fulfillment. It is as if something clicks into place in the here and now. The compass within passion is the sense of purpose. This sense of purpose seeks out the real-time need, guided by the wisdom of the greater good for the greatest number. It seeks to contribute, to be useful. The sense of purpose brings a quickening of energy, recruiting and releasing vitality for manifestation. Through the sense of purpose, we see that the non-dual quality of passion, from the core, seeks to be of service to the whole. There is an integral devotion to well-being, an inherent dedication to life, and a congenital care for creation. When we surrender into the internal uprising of passion, the whole universe seems to meet us. There is an alignment between individual need and the needs of the whole. The passion that is intimately inside us is showing up as universal passion. With harmonic resonance, like attracts like. Quality energy attracts quality energy. This law of attraction is called compassion. Out of the unified source of life, one passion emerges. As it enters physical vibration, it differentiates into varied expressions. Yet it is one source expressing through the manifold, rather like one light, shining through the window panes of different colours. When the passion in us recognises the same passion in the other, it's called compassion. Remember that passion as a word is synonymous with suffering, which is synonymous with experience. Compassion is the direct wisdom that we are one in passion, suffering, and all experience. It is the heartfelt and natural manifestation of the wisdom of unity and the wisdom of interdependence. Indeed, this circulation of passion, compassion, and wisdom through dimensions of body, heart, and mind is fundamental to manifestation. It is an all-powerful, transformative trilogy that can shatter and recreate the sense of self. Compassion is at the core of the law of attraction, the resonant principle of like attracting like. That is why when we move from passion, or from the truth of our own experience, it can seem that the universe aligns with us. The universe is compassionate. But it is also why we are often attracted to others in whom there is a vibration of suffering that has been denied within ourselves. In a way, we fall in love with the suffering we sense in others, often because we are unable to love it in ourselves. Compassion is a core healing principle within the physical dimension. It is the transformative, evolutionary drive toward well-being that means we find purpose through one another. This is precisely due to the temporary differentiation into separate form. Yet when I am of service to you, You are of service to me, and we are of service to the liberation of the whole. Suffering is part of all experience within creation. At certain frequencies, love is a suffering. It mashes up who we think we are, disrupts our habitual states, and breaks us up until we seem to disappear. The same could be said of all non-dual qualities. Innocence can register as agony. Just think of the look in the eyes of a tortured animal. Purity can burn us. Freedom can manifest as terrifying destruction. Even space can show up as the most unbearable absence. This is the intimate and sublime, beautiful and disastrous, horrific and awesome, cruel and tender, blissful and torturous playing field of created form. The law of compassion affirms that we are in it together. We depend on one another. Your well-being is my well-being. The health of the planet is our health. The happiness of animals is our happiness. The bliss of exploding stars is universal bliss. We are not only inseparable within the unified source of all, we are also inseparable within the fields of experience. We move with every vibration of life, as we are ourselves responsive, connected, interdependent vibrations of life. We are always affected by each other. The unified source of pure potential to which we have been referring is at the eye of conscious awareness. It is at the open source of pure singularity and has been referred to as the eye that cannot see itself. It is the central doorway of all perception. Out of this field, passion arises and manifests into the world of form. It feels like an expansion or an active movement. Yet, as has been made clear, it is simultaneously a movement of allowance or receptivity. There is a pulling power in the presence behind our senses that invites impressions. Indeed, all our senses are fundamentally receptive. As we begin to manifest through layers of form, there is an event horizon in which we succumb to the pulling power at the point of singularity in another person. We are drawn into their point of view. We are moved to see things from their perspective, as if we were in their shoes. We experience through the form of the other. There is a deep passion at play in this movement of compassion. As with all the non-dual qualities, it has a creative principle, which is the reunion of source with itself through evolving vibrations of form. What creates space for this movement is the pure emptiness of all experience. Of all those impressions which are dancing with time and changing through space, the emptiness is that alchemical gap where suffering becomes passion. And it is there in the shock of difference through which passion becomes compassion. It is the primal rift that is part of all creation and all creative processes, the point of perceptive singularity behind all experience. The whole universe is hardwired for compassion. Even at the level of fundamental particles, the smallest building blocks of matter, we find the principle of quantum entanglement, called by Einstein spooky action at a distance. Entangled particles remain connected and affected by each other, even when separated by vast distances. A change in one causes a change in the other. One way to explain this could be through the timeless zero-distance unity found at the point of singularity within each particle. This point of singularity is with you, in you, right now, watching behind the one that is watching. Our brains are also hardwired for compassion. Mirror neurons, sometimes called empathy neurons, respond to a witnessed experience in another as if it were happening to us. That is, we watch someone eating and we begin to salivate. We see someone bashed on the hand and we compassionately grab our own hand. Before the prefrontal cortex intervenes with the executive decision that this is not me, we experience all impressions personally. Even after we have made that differentiation, it is possible to have open-ended empathy through the firing of mirror neurons. We do not need to actively walk in the moccasins of another. We are already doing it. Even if our processing of the information is overlaid with the thick energy of resistance. On a cellular level, our bodies are in constant compassionate exchange with the environment through each in-breath and out-breath. To say it with broad brushstrokes, we are breathing in questions and breathing out answers, sometimes in the form of evolved questions. This interdependency of all forms of life only appears cursed when it is perceived through the lens of personal self-interest or arrogance. There is a vast biological information exchange happening that is orientated toward the well-being of the whole. Within each body, there is also intracellular compassion. The purpose of each cell is not to separately survive, but to support the well-being and health of the whole. A cell will even take on its specific task, according to the pull of need within the whole. For example, there will be a flood of neuronal stem cells when there is a need to accelerate learning through the processing of new forms of experience. Compassion is ubiquitous and natural, yet in our quest for individual distinction, we learn to ignore this sentient, living law that governs all forms of experience. We forgot its benefits. It's all about you. It is one of the socio-cultural ironies of our generation that in our striving for individual achievement, we lost compassion for ourselves as individuals. Seeking social acceptance, we stifle our emotions. Hating our own aversion and getting inwardly furious when we feel anger. Looking for beauty in the eyes of an imagined audience, we let our bodies be sliced and our flesh be amputated by the surgeon's knife. We shame our loneliness and punish ourselves for feeling wrong. We revile our perceived imperfections, and we starve ourselves when we miss nurture. Even qualities such as compassion and care can be used to bypass the pain within the individual psyche as we seek personal relief by trying to fix pain in the safer territory of the psyche of the other. In general, compassion is about surrendering to the pull of need, not about fixing, changing, or getting rid of pain. The core need within all pain is for it to become conscious. Consciousness within pain allows the revelation of the remedy. The revelation of the remedy is often already the remedy. For example, when the pain of rejection becomes conscious, the need for the sense of belonging is revealed. The sense of belonging is already alive within the pain of rejection. When our consciousness bypasses pain by trying to get rid of it before it is experienced. The remedy for the pain is also bypassed. Self-compassion is not about creating an objective self, quite the opposite. It is about letting what we thought was an objective self melt back as a field of living impressions. Then the experience of being alive, including the experience of pain, is liberated within the pure field of our awareness. When we do not condemn pain or go to war with pain, awareness itself offers the natural invitation toward healing and reunion with the whole. When the quality of passion is released, a powerful self-compassion emerges. This is because we move out of the paradigm of Buddhism. Beyond the judgment of good or bad, passion moves with truth. Truthfulness, the authenticity of experience, overrides the agenda to be good, to be loving, or to be caring in order to not be rejected. In this, it brings permission and validation to many parts of the psyche that have been disowned, such as those areas where we feel unlovable, despicable, or worthless. Because the movement is no longer about the acceptability of the little me, movement becomes free. We are now moved by an existential need, which is far greater than any defensive idea of self. The destiny of passion is compassion of heart and wisdom of mind. Compassion opens communication, companionship, community, and communion. It is the comfort we feel in commonality and the living interconnected expression of passion for the purpose of the whole. The core of suffering is passion. It is the sublime creative rupture that is there when one universe breaks apart to release another. It is arched with unspeakable aloneness and sorrow. And yet, as with every birth process, it is the passage to new life. At the core of the sense of purpose within the quality of passion is an unconditional, non-negotiable care for all living forms. We care because we are there. We care because we share. Our prayer is our care, and we care choicelessly because we are aware.